If you visit the North Shore Commercial Fishing Museum in Tofte, you'll get a feel for what life was like in the old days when immigrants from Norway, Sweden, and other countries began settling in the area in the late 1800s. Many of the new arrivals brought seafaring and boat-building traditions with them, and commercial fishing on Lake Superior soon became an important source for food and income. One of the North Shore's most prolific boat-building families was the Hills, from Larsmont, near Two Harbors.
The Hills built, I'm not sure, at least 150 boats, so they were the largest boat builder on the North Shore here.
That's Walter Svay. He grew up in a commercial fishing family near Split Rock.
Reuben and Helmer Hill was the name of the boys. Charlie Hill, the old man, he built the 65-footer for Goldish Fish Company back in, before the highway went through. I'm not sure what year that was. But then they built quite a few of the fish tugs, the 35-foot fish tugs, and a lot of inboard motorboats like the Viking.
Walter Svay's father, Rangveld, bought the 26-foot Viking from the Hill family in 1949.
It was built for commercial fishing. That's what we bought it for. And we used it for, I think it was 37 or 38 years. But I patched on it an awful lot to the later years because, you know, like a wood boat, that they want to rot up, you know. I patched on it for a long time till there was no more to patch on it. It's just too far gone.
The Viking eventually ended up on display on the grounds of the Commercial Fishing Museum in Tofte.
Yeah, I took it up there, oh, let me see, I got to think, 12, 15 years ago, I fixed it all up so it looked good if you didn't look underneath where all the rot was. So it looked like it was ready for the water, but then it stood outside and really went to heck. So they asked me to come up there and take a look at it and see if I could fix it, if get some help from somebody up there. So I went and looked at it, and I says, no, I'll take it home. So my son Eric and I hauled it home, and then I started working on it. And then my oldest boy, Kerry, he really helped me on it, and we fixed it up. So it, like I say, if you don't look underneath it, it looks like it's ready for the water. And so I got it standing in our big garage at home there. And I told them that I'm not bringing it up there until they have a building to put it in, because I fixed it up twice now.
After Walt and his sons fixed up the Viking for the second time, Don Hammer, director of the North Shore Commercial Fishing Museum, figured he'd better see about a structure to house it. So he approached timber frame instructor Peter Henriksen of North House Folk School.
And I said, you know, give me some numbers, you know, on a timber frame. And a little bit, it was a little bit later that Peter came to me and he said, there's a particular type of frame that I'm just, you know, I'm really thinking it's just perfect for you guys. And it's a frame that grew out of that boat building area in Norway, and, you know, which is very appropriate for, you know, the history of the Tofte area.
The timber frame style Henriksen was talking about is called Grindbyg.
Grindbyg is a real traditional building technique that it actually has its roots in the Viking longhouses, and even before that, in the real early building of Norway. Kind of a precursor to when log building was introduced in Norway, which I believe was somewhere around the year 1000, which came sort of spread west from Russia in that area. Log building came in, and it kind of supplanted kind of the stav building or post building, which Grindbyg is. The Grindbyg buildings stayed on as a viable building for outbuildings. So boathouses, barns, and just outbuildings for all sorts of different agricultural as well as boating and fishing buildings.
Henriksen applied for and was given a grant from the Arrowhead Regional Arts Council to travel to Norway and learn about building in the Grinbig style.
I went to Norway, and I was in Norway for about 2 weeks, and I visited a couple museums that had both traditional and recreated Grinbig buildings. And then also took a class in Voss, Norway. And the class was 5 days, and we built a Grinbig frame during the class. A Grinbig building is basically a timber frame building where it has posts and wall plates that rafters sit on. But it's a very traditional and old style of joinery.
Henriksen then came back to Minnesota and led a 5-day class at North House, during which the Grinbig style timber frame for the North Shore Commercial Fishing Museum was built and assembled on the plaza at North House.
It'll be at North House through May. So late May or early June, we'll put it up down at the Fishing Museum.
The North Shore Commercial Fishing Museum plans to hold a grand opening in August of this year to present the new Grinbig structure along with the newly restored Viking. To learn more, visit NorthShoreCommercialFishingMuseum.org. You've been listening to an edition of Moments in Time. This feature is produced by WTIP North Shore Community Radio in Grand Marais, Minnesota. Online at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Kara Thomas.